Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
With us today is Charlsie Plummer with Dow AgriSciences.
Charlsie, tell me about how current market prices and the conditions in our markets will impact wheat growers' decisions in 2018 and beyond.
With fluctuating commodity prices, crop rotation flexibility is now even more important to wheat growers. They benefit from the ability to plant crops that are most profitable to their operations, such as soybeans, cotton, canola, and milo. With the right herbicide program, growers can control these key weeds and still maintain the flexibility to plant into a double cropping system that the market conditions favor. The wrong herbicide choice in season could limit future planting decisions. Culex herbicide offers advanced broadleaf weed control without limiting these crop rotation options. Culex delivers a 3-month crop rotation interval to soybeans, cotton, corn, and milo, and then a 5-month plant back to canola.
Thanks, Charlsie. For more information on Culex herbicide, contact your local Dow AgriSciences rep or visit FlexibleWeedControl.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at FlexibleWeedControl.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps. Good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
We're getting ready to start week two of the state legislative session out at the state capitol. Agriculture's been at the table on a variety of issues already. Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, says a lot of things important to the cattle industry out happening in week one, but the overwhelming topic of conversation was the Step Up Oklahoma program. And it'll be the dominating issue today at the state capitol, as an expected vote is going to be happening this afternoon in the House on the revenue component of the Step Up Oklahoma concept.
There's probably, Ron, half a dozen to 7 or 8 bills in this package. And because of our constitution that prohibits log rolling, meaning you can't put a lot of different subjects into one bill, that's why there's so many different bills. The big one's the revenue package. And it includes 4 basic pieces, which is the tobacco tax, the fuel tax, the gross production tax in terms of oil and gas, and then the wind GPT is what it's commonly called, but it's $1 per megawatt. That's the big one. When it goes to the House floor, that's where State Question 640 kicks in and requires 75%. That vote's going to be on Monday.
Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Kelsey and other agricultural lobbyists agree that if indeed Step Up Oklahoma does not move forward, the revenue component, that the rest of Step Up becomes a little less relevant. And at that point, then lawmakers will be looking for ways to get revenue with a simple majority vote. And that could put a lot of pressure on trying to protect the state ag sales tax exemption, which is a high priority for all of the agricultural community across the board. The vote on Step Up Oklahoma is expected to be happening this afternoon. Thousands of both supporters and opponents to the Step Up proposal will be at the state capitol today. It could be a wild backdrop as lawmakers consider this particular piece of Oklahoma's future. National Cotton Council over the weekend in Dallas predicting that Oklahoma will plant 708,000 acres of cotton in 2018. That's up 21% from a year ago. A lot of farmers finding cotton as an attractive alternative, especially to wheat in the coming growing season. You've got farm news on Ron. Express Ranches has got their 2018 spring bull sale coming Friday, March 2nd, 10 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 500 Angus and 40 Hereford bulls for sale. They'll be featuring the Express Ranches 2018 Angus National Western Stock Show Grand Champion Carload and Grand Champion Pin Bulls. For details, go to ExpressRanches.com or call them 800-664-3977. Express Ranches spring bull sale Friday, March 2nd, Yukon, Oklahoma. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.